be continuing with another Canadian composition, this one by composer Kelly Marie Murphy, who lives in Ottawa. She based this piece off a painting by F.H. Varley called The Lonely Road. This is the painting. The piece is called The Lonely Road as well. So Varley was a member of the Group of Seven, a group of Canadian painters at the beginning of the 1900s, who were the first to take their paints and canvases out into the wilderness of this country and paint Canadian landscapes as a serious artistic subject. They really started a wave with that. So Varley painted a lot of landscapes. He was also an amazing portrait artist. There's a lot of beautiful portraits. And he was a war artist. So during the First World War, he was hired by the Canadian government to go overseas and paint what he saw during the fighting. So this particular painting, we don't know the date when it was done. So it's possible it was during his time overseas during the war. It could also be from a Canadian landscape. So you can interpret that as you wish along with the music. Kelly Marie Murphy, she really captures this bleak, menacing atmosphere that we see in the painting in her music, and with particular special role that Raymond plays with a few extended techniques on the piano that add a really special atmosphere. And I think you'll know what I'm talking about when you see them, when you hear them. So keep an eye out for the extended techniques and enjoy The Lonely Road by Kelly Marie Murphy.
Thank you. The next set of three songs is by composer Gabriel Fauré. Now, Fauré was a colleague of Debussy. That means he was very much in the same time period, the Impressionist era, as Debussy. However, the early works of Fauré were more like the Romantic era. So you'll find that the melodies in these songs are very distinct, and you'll be able to sing it tonight, hopefully. Now, they were originally written for voice and piano, because they're songs, and so their inspiration drew not from illustrations, paintings, or tapestries, but rather poetry. So before each song that we'll be playing for you, I'll be reading you the poem that each song is set to. I've also taken the liberty to choose out paintings from the Impressionist era to accompany these songs to help further your experience of these songs. The first song we'll be performing is Les Berceaux, which means the cradles. Along the quay, the great ships, silently listening to the swell, are unmindful of the cradles rocked by the women's hands. But the day of parting will come, for it must be that women weep, and men with inquiring minds attempt alluring horizons. And on that day, the great ships, leaving the ports growing smaller in the distance, feel their hulls held back by the soul of the distant cradles. Notre amour, our love. Our love is a light thing, like the fragrance that the breeze takes from the tips of the ferns for us to breathe in dreaming. Our love is a charming thing, like morning songs, when there are no sorrows to lament, when there is the thrill of an uncertain hope. Our love is a sacred thing, like the mysteries of the woods, where an unknown soul quivers, where the silences are eloquent. Our love is an infinite thing, like the paths of the sunsets, where the sea, united to the sky, falls asleep beneath the inclining sun. Our love is an eternal thing, as all that a victorious God has touched with the fire of his wing, as all that comes from the heart. Le secret, the secret. I wish that the morning may not know anything of the name that I spoke to the night, and that in the dawn breeze, silently, it may vanish like a tear that dries. I wish that the day may proclaim the love that I have hidden from the morning, and leaning over my open heart, may kindle it like a grain of incense. I wish that the evening may forget the secret I have told to the day, and carry it and my love away in the folds of its pallid robe.
reached the final piece on our program, which is a very special one for Raymond and I, because this is a piece that we've commissioned from a Canadian composer named Christopher Goddard. We commissioned it with the help of a lot of very generous donors, some of whom are in the room tonight. So we're very grateful for all the help that we got for this project. Christopher Goddard is a Canadian composer from Ottawa. He's living in the States now. And we met for the first time in 2016 when I did the National Youth Orchestra of Canada. He had written a piece for the orchestra that summer. And then later on, we crossed paths at McGill. We were both studying there at the same time. And last year, we started talking about the idea of him writing a piece for me to play with Raymond. And I'll also be playing it in France with my duo partner, Elsa, over there. So it's a real transatlantic collaboration. When we started talking about this project, I told him about my idea of making a concert of music inspired by works of art, and asked if he thought he could make his composition fit into this theme. I didn't want to force the idea on him if it didn't speak to him artistically, but we were in luck because he said he had just been getting really interested in his great uncle, Walter Tandy Murch, who was a painter, learning a lot more about his life and about his paintings. Chris was excited about the idea of combining this family history of his into this project. So he's written a piece with four movements, each movement inspired by a painting by Walter Tandy Murch, who was a Canadian painter. He spent most of his working life in New York City. He was there from the 30s until he passed away in the 60s. And he was friends with a lot of very influential painters at the time, like Jackson Pollock. Murch's art, which you'll see in a minute, it's not quite as abstract as Pollock's. It's hard to classify. It's a mix of abstract realism, some surrealism. And one thing that's special about Murch's work is he has an amazing way of painting light. Often the subjects of the paintings are mundane objects like a clock. There's one of a car engine or just shapes on a table, but he suffuses a canvas with this kind of magical light or layers of textures as if we're looking through frosted glass or something like that. And when Chris was describing this art to me for the first time, that was what seemed to fascinate him the most, was this textural layering and the way Murch works with light. And that's what Chris was excited to try and play with, these aspects that Murch did with paint, but Chris does with sound. To explain just a tiny bit more about each movement, the first movement is called Sphere in Light, and the third movement called Caliper of the World. Those two artistically go together in Chris's mind because the paintings feature the juxtaposition between circular objects and linear ones. So you'll see when we project the paintings where that's coming from. And when he was putting them into music, Chris translated those shapes into musical aspects. So the circular objects became harmony and the linear ones are melody. And he played around with layering and contrasting these two elements in sound the way that Murch does with the shapes on the canvas. And the second and fourth movements, the doll and self-portrait, both picture human forms. So for these movements, it's more static and contemplative, just providing a tapestry of sound for the listener to view these images. And one last helpful comment that he told us was, while each movement, the original grain of inspiration came from something in the painting, either the textures or the shapes or the ambience, once he'd put these ideas into music, he said the music really took on a life of its own, and throughout the movement and the compositional process, the music led him to some unexpected places. And often if we feel like it makes sense with the painting at the beginning, maybe it doesn't so much at the end, but that's just what the music wanted to do. So you'll see how these paintings relate to the movements for you. We wanted each movement to begin with just the music and the title, so that you can experience how those two things connect in your own imagination. And in the middle of the movement, the painting will appear on the screen so that by the end, you'll have the full effect of Walter Tandy Murch's painting with his great-grandnephew's music. So please enjoy Murch Studies. This isn't the world premiere. The world premiere was 6 days ago in Toronto, but you can sort of count it like a world premiere. It's the London premiere, and we're very happy to be playing it for you.
Wow, thank you so much for the very warm applause. Right now, at the end of our tour, it feels kind of surreal. We'd like to thank some people for making all this possible. Of course, we'd like to thank Steve for helping us run all of this, for talking for us at the beginning, for making sure that this piano is completely ready for me to play on. It was so beautiful. We've played on pianos of different qualities during this tour, and it was just such a pleasure to play on this lovely piano with Fiona in this wonderful hall, too. Thank you for, as Fiona has said, that there are a lot of you in this audience who have helped us make this commissioned piece come alive. So thank you so much for that. Thank you, Fiona's parents, for being in every one of our performances. We had 5 performances, and they were there, well, except for the Halifax one, but they live-streamed in for that one. So thank you so much for their warm support, for helping us with this slideshow. And thank you, everyone, for coming out to hear our program. We've worked on this program for a year now, and it's been a pleasure to be able to introduce it to everyone within Ontario and Halifax. And with that being said, I'd like to leave you all with a very delicious treat in the form of a song, another chanson. It's titled Après un rêve, meaning after a dream, kind of like what will happen tomorrow after this whole thing, and then we woke up, we're not touring anymore. But it's also nice. In a sleep made sweet by a vision of you, I dreamed of happiness, passionate illusion. Your eyes were more tender, your voice pure and ringing. You shone like a sky lighted by the dawn. You called me, and I left the earth to fly with you towards the light. The skies drew apart their clouds for us, unknown splendors, glimpses of divine fires. Alas, alas, sad awakening from dreams. I invoke you, O night, give me back your illusions. Return, return in radiance. Return, O mysterious night.